We're in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And let's get straight to our calls. We've got a number of them here. Let's see how many folks we can help this out.
Yeah, we've got Charlie in Sun City.
Welcome to the program, Charlie. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Hey, good morning. About 2 days ago, on my lemon tree, I had two branches that broke. And I went out this morning, I cut them off, and they're ready to be taken away. Do I need to do something to the tree, to spray something or something to protect it from disease?
Well, Charlie, there's a lot of pruning products out there available, a pruning paint, they call it. It's a pruning wound sealer. And the research has shown that it is not helpful to apply pruning sealer. That's a product that has been shown not to be helpful. It actually can trap pathogens underneath the paint, which can do more damage than anything that you might be trying to treat. If you do use a pruning sealer, we recommend using the aerosol spray from quite a distance away to maybe just touch it up so cosmetically you can kind of cover it. Just with a fine dusting of paint, but you're not wanting to slather on a large, heavy sealer on any pruning. I would actually discourage you from using it at all. But I know there are certain times people want to kind of cover that, and so it's not an obvious pruning cut. But other than that, I wouldn't recommend using it. Speaking of lemon trees, just briefly, lemons are so prone to breakage because they start loading heavily right now. The fruit on our lemons, they're the most prolific fruit citrus producers. And we would recommend, you know, as the fruit starts to size early in the spring and in summer, begin to thin it out, especially on your larger horizontal branches, to try to prevent that breakage. Because unfortunately, as the fruit gets heavier and heavier, we get a lot of branch breakage. Don't put the paint on. Let the tree. Trees have their own ability to compartmentalize the injury and seal themselves over. Anything we do to kind of facilitate that process usually isn't a good thing.
Now, while we're on lemons, let's jump to Walter's question real quick and see if we may have already answered it. Walter, are you with us this morning, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I've got a couple lemons that are turning yellow, but then there's a couple of them got brown spots on them. And actually, I had two questions. And some of my leaves have been turning brown on the ends.
And some of them, I think you had mentioned earlier when we took our first call with the ashes, coming out of a summer like this, a little browning is
expected. Yeah, a little bit of browning, a little bit of leaf curl. You know, we do have thrips, which are an insect that causes some desiccation of the leaves and some curling of our leaves, which are on our citrus, which isn't really an issue. You know, unless you have some defoliation of the tree or a widespread browning of leaves, I wouldn't be too concerned about a few spots here and there on the leaves or the fruit for that matter. I wouldn't be real concerned if overall the fruit looks healthy. You've got a little bit of the foliage is nice and green. I wouldn't be too concerned. Go ahead.
I was saying, let's just, you have one point, Mr. Amelot. I almost said Camelot. Amelot.
When I found with my citrus trees, especially as fruit is starting to mature, it's drawing more and more of the nutrients from the tree and it's causing the leaves to yellow or to crisp on the edges. Something that I found has been a real simple solution is a bunch of ungalvanized nails stuck in the root. Stuck in the drip line of the tree to give it some slow-emitting iron, which will replace some of the stuff that the fruit has taken away from it.
Another use for a nail.
Yep.
There you go.
And you don't burn the tree.
Interesting.
Yeah. Just make sure they're pounded deep enough so no one's going to step on it.
Yeah, and put them nailed down.
Point down.
Well, I know we're at the conference. I know I've kept y'all out of class, and I appreciate your time, Mr. Gary Huff. Anyone in the Prescott area looking for any kind of fertilization or care of trees, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm located right here in Prescott. My number is 928-848-2058, and I come out, I give free consultations, and we offer root feeding services where we go around and treat the tree through the root system and foliar.
We appreciate it. RRS Landscape. Mr. Amelot, thanks for the 15,000 trees you've put in Phoenix. We've got a couple calls online. John, how would they get a hold of you?
602-788-0005 for Integrity Tree Service.
Any last points off the conference? Takeaway points? Mine is watch out for wood chippers on this fatality pie chart here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Just stay out of court. Don't. If you have some property line issues with friends, do all you can to try to stay out of court.
Yep.
So, and they would go about that by hiring an arborist to consult them on the best way to prune it.
If we can be of any help to try to give you some guidance, we can't give legal advice, of course, but we can maybe help you to make good decisions with reference to any property line conflicts you might have with a neighbor.
And the health of the tree that would help in determining whether we cut it down or trim it back or
right.
Whatever the next step is next.
Sure.
Excellent. Well, we thank y'all for joining us out on the limb this morning with Talking Trees with Integrity Tree Service. Next, we've got Open Line Hour at Rosie on the House. Then moving into the 10 o'clock hour, we're talking pets in Arizona.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.